Chapter 2. It wasn't the way that Hannah preferred to attract new clientele, but she had to admit that finding Ron's body had been good for business. The cookie jar was jam-packed with customers. Some of them were even standing while they munched their cookies, and every one of them wanted her opinion on what had happened to Ron LaSalle. Hannah looked up as the bell tinkled and Andrea came in. She looked mad enough to kill, and Hannah sighed. "We have to talk." Andrea slipped around the corner and grabbed her arm. "Now, Hannah." "I can't talk to you now, Andrea. I have customers."
"Ghouls is more like it."
Andrea spoke in an undertone, surveying the crowd that was eyeing them curiously. She gave a tight little smile, a mere turning up of her lips that wouldn't have fooled anyone with its sincerity, and her grip tightened on Hannah's arm. "Call Lisa to handle the counter and take a break. It's important, Hannah." Hannah nodded. Andrea looked terribly upset. "Okay. Go tell Lisa to come up here and I'll join you back in the bakery." The switch was accomplished quickly, and once she'd slipped back to the bakery, Hannah found her sister perched on a stool at the work island in the center of the room. Andrea was staring at the ovens as if she just encountered a hibernating grizzly, and Hannah was alarmed. "Is there something wrong with the ovens?"
"Not exactly. Lisa said that the timer's about to go off and the cookies have to come out. You know I don't bake, Hannah."
"I'll do it." Hannah grinned as she handed her sister an individual carton of orange juice. Her sister would be more at home in a foreign country than she was in a kitchen. Andrea's culinary efforts were always disasters. Until she'd gone back to work and hired someone to come in to cook the meals, the Todd family had eaten nothing but microwave dinners. Hannah grabbed a pair of oven mitts and removed the trays from the ovens. She replaced them with the unbaked oatmeal raisin chews that Lisa had prepared, and then she pulled up a second stool and joined her sister at the work island.
"What's wrong, Andrea?"
"It's Tracy. Janice Cox just paged me from Kitty Corner. She said Tracy's telling all of her classmates that she saw Ron's body."
"That's true."